Ruben Acosta, A-C-O-S-T-A. Ruben comes, let's see, he was born 6/22/71. Today is 9/23. This is a 54-year-old gentleman comes in today for a follow-up of his hypogonadism. He's given blood twice since our last visit. He hasn't been on testosterone since for two months. He used to take 200 milligram every week. His level was 1,300. His PSA is stable. His hemoglobin was 52. He's given blood twice, as I said, so I'm going to cut him down to 200 milligram every other week, check a level in 3 months, and get a PSA and a CBC at that time period. He's feeling great. He has no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, medicine, convulsion. Medication, none. Off testosterone now. Medical problems, mild symptoms of BPH. No recent surgeries. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. Immunizations up to date. Social, he's married. Family history, hepatitis in mom, pneumonia in father. Exam, 131 pounds, 97.8, 99, 18, 66, 117 over 63. Heart positive, swim positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next for JVD skin shows not actually on the closer with time vision. Number one, hypogonadism. Number two, testosterone adjusted to 200 milligram equals 1 cc every other week. Number two, polycythemia, has given blood twice, will continue to give blood on every 3 to 6 month basis. Number three, check CBC, check PSA, check testosterone level after he's been on the medication for 3 months. Next time, just come back and see us in 3 months. Next time, he gives the medication to himself. We do not store the medication here. We do not give him the medication. We just write him the prescription, and he gives it, or his wife gives it to him per our office policy and procedures. Thank you.